Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 8 o'clock. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show. John Johnson, Al Moore, Ganny, Rhea Hughes, and a huge news coming out from the NFL, as Rhea pointed out in her update and right before it, that according to now reports, the Texans are now willing to listen and have been for some time offers for Deshaun Watson. And the wording of the tweet by Tom Pelissero screams that it was directed right at Howie Roseman, that they would like at least three first-round draft picks, and then followed it up by saying Deshaun Watson, speaking about Deshaun Watson's legal situation, that the NFL hasn't placed him on the exempt list and civil cases won't go on trial this year, therefore implying you will have a full season of Deshaun Watson before anything may happen legally. Well, nice enough to join us on the line. The timing could not have been better to discuss all things Eagles. He does a brilliant job covering the team for NBC Sports Philadelphia, Dave Zingaro. Dave!
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, Dave, I don't know how you woke up this morning, and if you've been on your social media timeline, I didn't really plan on bringing this up right away, but I don't know if you saw the report that I just brought up about Deshaun Watson, and it seems like this tweet was given from the Texans to Tom Pelissero to be given directly to Howie Roseman that they would like three first-round draft picks or more for Deshaun Watson. Your thoughts?
There's a lot to unpack. First off, I don't think it's a surprise that the Texans are eventually – I mean, if you have a star quarterback who doesn't want to be with your team anymore, your options are limited. We saw that here, right? I mean, if you have a franchise guy, and Deshaun's obviously a better player than Carson was at the time of a possible trade, but if you have that guy who doesn't want to be in the organization anymore, eventually you kind of have to trade him, unless – things are able to change, and everything we hear is that their relationship is pretty bad between him and the front office there. So that part isn't surprising. I thought eventually they'd have to cave on this. Honestly, none of this is really surprising. The fact that he's not on the commissioner exempt list does kind of, in a way, tell teams that, yeah, I mean, if you want to trade for this guy, go ahead. It doesn't look like it's going to be a major problem this year. Look, it makes sense from the Eagles' perspective to at least be interested, because here's what we know. We know that there's some question about whether or not Jalen Hurts is the long-term answer. And the one thing we are sure of is that Deshaun Watson's a franchise quarterback. Now, the real question becomes, are the Eagles better off gambling with Jalen Hurts, keeping all those draft picks, keeping that cap space because he's not getting paid very much? Is that team better, or is a team with Deshaun Watson without maybe three first-round picks or whatever it costs and without the cap space it would take to sign a player like that or to get him into your organization? So that's the big question. And without knowing who Jalen Hurts is as a player, it's almost an impossible question to answer. But the thing we know is that Deshaun Watson is a great player. He's a 25-year-old, three-time Pro Bowler who should be entering the prime of his career. And it's hard to hear that and go, yeah, the Eagles should be interested, right? Like, yeah. There's no question they should be. He's a special player. And look, we're talking about the football player. I'm not talking about all the civil cases against him, which is obviously very serious. So the Eagles would have to do their due diligence there, and I can't really speak to that. But just from a football player's perspective, he's a special player.
And the thing is, Dave, when it comes to the legal issues he's dealing with, the one thing we do know about the Eagles is that they are, you know, willing to take risks as it pertains to that. We all know, you know, going back many years to Michael Vick, and he's one of a handful of players who they said, listen, we did our homework and we're willing, you know, to take that PR hit for a period of time for the betterment of our football team. So I'm sure there are many fans right now and a handful of media who are saying, I think they'd be more than willing to do this and, you know, take that PR hit because they've done it in the past.
Sure, and it's important to note, it's not apples to apples. Every case is different, and they'd have to really review everything and know about Deshaun Watson and figure out if he's someone they want in the organization, you know? And I don't know the answer to that, but you're right. Given their past of not overlooking, I wouldn't say overlooking, but given their past of giving second chances and being willing to bring in somebody who does have some baggage, and that's a broad term. I think that, yeah.
That's the problem, Dave, is that it's baggage that is – Michael Vick went to prison. You know, like, I was one of the people who absolutely hated it. I was dead set against it. You know, I have rescue pit bulls, and, you know, it was clearly something I despised. But he went to jail for it. If this is something that gets settled, you know, out of court, there's always going to be those questions, Mark, and you're making that guy the face of the organization. It's really uncomfortable because I agree with the guys. I mean, I was calling for the Eagles to try to get him, and then all this stuff came out, and I'm like, ugh, it kind of makes me uneasy.
Yeah, I totally get that because they're pretty serious allegations, and you're talking about over 20 of them. So, yeah, and I'd understand if a team were to trade for him and their fans are upset or they're feeling uneasy about it, but, and I don't want to minimize it, but if he comes here and starts playing the way he's capable of playing, not that everyone's going to forget about it.
It always goes away, Dave. It always does.
It will. You
know? I know. I agree with you. I agree.
You almost feel like gross saying that, but that's the case. That's kind of the way it goes sometimes.
Yep.
Now, Dave, let's go to the most recent real news. This is all rumors right now, but the good news that came out yesterday, the addition of cornerback Steven Nelson. Dave, I would like your thoughts. I'd love your thoughts on that. And do we have Darius Slay to thank?
Yeah, I mean, Slay was pushing for it. It's a good move. It's a move I needed to make, but it almost should feel like a sense of relief to fans, you know, because I didn't know how they could have gone into a season with what they had. It was troubling to look at it. And this is good for a few different reasons, aside from just getting a guy who's a pretty good player to play that CB2. And look, Steven Nelson's not a Pro Bowler. I thought he played really well in 2018, 2019. I thought he took a little step back last year, but he's still a good player. He's going to be a good CB2. It's good news for Avante Maddox. He won't have to play out of position as an outside corner. They can slide him back to the nickel where he's a better fit. And I think he's entering a contract year. That'll help him too. And then Zach McPherson, the rookie out of Texas Tech, they'll be able to bring him along slower. You know, they'll be able to let him learn at a better pace than just having to throw him into the fire. So it was a move that, look, there was a lot of smoke around this move for a couple months, and it just made sense. So I think it's a good idea that they got this done right before camp. He can get in and learn the defense, and they can hit the ground running. And all of a sudden, that secondary doesn't look that bad, at least on paper. I mean, you have Slay on one side, Nelson on the other, probably Avante Maddox as the nickel, Anthony Harris and Rodney McLeod, if he's healthy, as the two safeties. That's not bad on paper.
Dave, did you see that Darius Slay has set his eyes on someone else now? I don't know if you've seen this. Chandler Jones.
I got a lot of pass rushers.
Yeah, the funny thing is that there was a report by ESPN that he's requested a trade, and he put out the eyes emojis. Like, I'm looking at you, and I said, well, I like this guy as assistant GM.
Yeah, I like that. I don't know how much he's actually doing, but it's fun to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Dave, you and Ruben Frank, this is a great training camp for the two of you. There's so many storylines to follow. Maybe we answered it already, but in your opinion, what's the biggest storyline?
Well, biggest. Probably Jalen Hurts entering what we assume is going to be his first year as starter. Obviously, there's kind of a cloud hovering over that thing right now with Deshaun Watson, but I want to see what Jalen Hurts looks like. I want to see how he takes command of the team. And I want to see what kind of offense Nick Sirianni has built to his strengths, because that was a big thing last year. They kind of threw Jalen Hurts into a game last year, and all of a sudden he's a starter, but he's in an offense that was really designed for Carson Wentz. And Nick Sirianni talks so much about how they build offenses and how they want to play to their players' strengths. He did it three different quarterbacks in 3 different years in Indianapolis. So I want to see that. I want to see what they've kind of come up with for Jalen Hurts. And right under that, guys, right under that is the left tackle competition. I can't wait to watch that. There aren't many true competitions anymore. There's always one guy with a leg up. But this one feels like a real competition. It feels like Andre Dillard versus Jordan Mailata is a legit competition. And it feels like it's one not just for this year. It kind of feels like, to me, whoever wins this job is the left tackle going forward. So there's a lot at stake this summer.
Well, no, it's funny. I was about to bring that up to you. Do you think maybe optically it appears that it's going to be an open competition, and Nick Sirianni will say that, but do you, you know, maybe in the back of your head think Andre Dillard has the leg up because he was drafted by Howie?
No, I don't, because this can go one of two ways. You can kind of look at it like, yeah, Howie wants his first-round pick to succeed, but he also comes out looking pretty good if a seventh rounder becomes a starter, a guy that he took from a guy had never played football before, and he finds him and they draft him. I think that's a good story. And if they made Jordan Mailata the starter, I think Andre Dillard probably has more trade value than Mailata would. So, and I'm not saying they're going to trade him for sure, but that's in the cards that he can get more assets if that happens. So I don't think. I understand where you're coming from, that maybe the first-round pick would have a leg up. I don't know if that's the case.
Interesting. Final question I have for you, Dave, has to do with Zach Ertz, who, by all accounts, will be reporting to camp. Do you think there's any chance of reconciling their differences, or do you think it's an inevitability that he ultimately gets traded?
I mean, I think there's a chance that he could be here. To me, I still think the more likely scenario is he gets traded. And he's not here. And maybe I'm wrong about that, but it still feels to me like that's the most likely thing to happen for a few reasons. One is because from an organizational standpoint, as much as I like Zach and as much as I still think he has a little bit left in the tank, you're talking about a 30-year-old guy who is past his prime, or at least appears to be past his prime. You have the next tight end waiting in the wings. You don't want to limit Dallas Goedert this year because you have Zach Ertz. And you save $8.5 million in cap space if you trade him. Mm-hmm. And I know you're saying, like, well, they don't need it right now, but it carries over, so they can do more with it next year.
Right.
So organizationally, I think it makes sense. Are they a better team with Zach Ertz? Probably. But I still think I'd rather trade him, move on, give him a fresh start elsewhere. Because as much as we've heard that, you know, I know Howard's report was that he's everything is fine with the Eagles now. I don't know if that, I can't buy that all the way. We know how emotional Zach can be. We saw last summer, he even admitted that some of the off-the-field stuff affected him at practices. So there's a lot more scar tissue there now. So I don't know how he just puts that all to the side and goes out and plays. So there's a lot of reasons I still think he won't be here.
Dave Zingaro does an awesome job covering the Eagles for NBC Sports Philadelphia. For links to all his stories, and there's a ton of them up right now, and I'm sure there'll be many more today, including one about Deshaun Watson, you should be following him on Twitter at the letter D, Zingaro, NBCS. Dave, good catching up, man.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.